This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Scott Sayer joins us in studio. He is a Republican candidate for Virginia Senate, running against incumbent Emmett Hanger in the 24th District. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon, Coy. Thanks for letting me be here.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming over. And what some folks in Charlottesville may not know is the 24th District actually reaches over the mountain, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. You know, some gerrymandering went on a few years back. I represent over the Albemarle folks, the people that vote in Crozet, Brownsville, Free Union, and of course all of Greene County. But yes, the majority of the district is over the mountain.
Now, tell us, give us sort of a Scott Sayer 101. I know that you are a native of Waynesboro, and you actually grew up there as well.
I grew up in Waynesboro, came to Charlottesville about four nights a week while I was in high school. I got a black belt degree from Grandmaster Dong here in Taekwondo, graduated from Virginia Military Institute, spent 10 years in the Army, got a master's from Liberty University. My wife and I started our business in our garage. We have about 120 employees now, and I'm loving running for politics.
First of all, thank you for your service to the country. And also, tell me about your VMI experience. Allison, my wife actually teaches at Washington and Lee, so we're very, very familiar with VMI. And when we lived in Lexington, I would take the kids in the stroller, and I'd take them over there in the evenings when they would bring the flags down and shoot off the cannon, and they always loved that. A beautiful place. If folks have not been there, what a wonderful place to visit and see. I mean, so rich in tradition and character and leadership. And they're also undergoing quite a number of changes under a new president. I mean, there's a lot of construction going on there.
Absolutely. General P has just taken the bull by the horns and is reconstructing everything over there with his 2039 plan. I tell you, it is an institute for leadership. And one of the things we used to say and be fond of, it's a great place to be from. But I loved it so much. I moved back to Rockbridge County in 1993, 94, and I actually built my home so I can see my rat room.
Did you really? Scott Sayer is in studio. He's a candidate for Virginia Senate. And the phone lines are open, folks. If you have a comment or a question, let us hear from you at 977-1070. Scott, you have never held public office. Tell me about the decision that you made and the conversations you had with your wife and your closest advisors that you decided to actually step out and go for this.
Well, actually, two things compelled me to run for office. Back in December, some folks approached me in our own county, Rockbridge County, to run for the Board of Supervisors. Two things compelled me to run. One was elected officials who seemed not to listen to their constituents and respond to their wishes. And the second thing was just this never-ending, seemingly unending increases in taxes and spending, and I'm sure y'all felt the bite over here in Albemarle County.
Yeah, yeah. We've had the property rates of the property value have gone up over 30% in 2 years.
You know what? It's the same around this entire district. I have folks out in Highland County, for example, who are being taxed out of their home. They're having to sell their trees, their land, just to pay the tax man. And, you know, my opponent talks about raising increases taxes at the state level. Increasing your taxes at the state level will bring you relief at the local level. And I ask you, do you feel the relief?
The phone lines are open at 977-1070. We're talking with Scott Sayer. He's challenging Republican incumbent Emmett Hanger for the Virginia Senate seat in the 24th District. Sheriff Ed Robb is on line one. Sheriff, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm just great, Coy. Your guest there, I just had a question for him, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi, let me Scott. Ask, how are you?
Let me ask him to get on the headphones.
I'm doing quite well, Ed. How are you today?
Well, I just for the benefit of background, I'm a former state senator, represented the 25th district up until 1996. And fortunately, Emily Couric stepped up and took me out of there, and I felt really comfortable. She did a great job. But since that time, I've been, of course, doing other things as well as being sheriff of Albemarle, and I've been very happy in that job. But what's really bothered me a great deal about the incumbent is that while I'm a former state senator and I've been around a while, the sheriff of a district that he, part of the district that he represents, I have yet to meet with him personally. I have yet to have him ask me for anything that relates to my needs as a sheriff or law enforcement, and I'm really bothered by that. I'm wondering, Scott, I hope you would do better.
Well, thank you very much, Ed, and let me make a commitment to you. I love this district. I know the district intimately, born and raised in Waynesboro. My mom's farm was over in Augusta County. Both my dad and grandfather retired from DuPont. Of course, I went to school in Lexington. I live in Rockbridge County, have owned property for decades out in Highland, back and forth to Charlottesville for a number of years. I love the district, and I love the people, and everywhere I go, the folks that I'm meeting, they're not anti-tax, anti-government extremists. In fact, what they are flag-waving, actually Bible-carrying Americans and who love this country, and they want to see it restored to fiscal responsibility. They would like to see their elected officials out and about listening to them. And Coy said I could be a little long-winded, so if you don't mind.
Absolutely, yes. I have no problem with that.
let me say that the first three tenets of the Republican creed really capture what I'm going to be talking about. First one is free enterprise. You know, the politicians preach free enterprise and creating jobs. I've created jobs, so I know how free enterprise works. We've got to get away from regulating, taxing, and feeing our businesses out of existence. One of the things that I'll be doing is traveling around is meeting the business owners and talking about those fees and regulations. You know, it's interesting, but you can lower your effective rate of taxes and yet increase your revenues. When you stimulate the businesses take over and they help out the communities. The second tenet is assuming responsibilities as citizens in a free society. And Ed, you'd appreciate this being a sheriff of Albemarle County. You know, these illegal immigrant situation we have right now, we have to admit we need the work. They're good folks. A lot of them are contributing to our society. We need to reform the way they become citizens, get rid of the bureaucratic red tape, and get them into our culture. But most importantly, and one of the things we don't want to do, we don't want to reward illegal behavior by giving in-state tuition, for example, to illegal immigrants. And finally, fiscal responsibility and budgetary restraints, the third principal tenet of the Republican creed. This unending taxes has got to stop. No matter how you reform taxes, if you keep spending it, you're always going to be broke. You feel it in your own home. No matter if you get a pay raise, if you're going to keep spending it, you're just going to be broke at a higher level, and I'm going to do something about it. Thanks, Ed.
Scott Sayer is a Republican candidate for Virginia Senate. He's running against Republican incumbent Emmett Hanger in the 24th District, which includes much of western Albemarle County. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you have a comment or a question, we'd love to hear from you. Speak up and be heard. What were your thoughts on the recent transportation plan in the General Assembly? Because had you been there, you would have been very involved in this process. I was struck, I'll start with my observation. I was struck by the fact that the Republicans who put the plan together made a lot of hay out of the fact that it was going to be, they didn't want to tax everybody. And yet part of the plan, at least in the Hampton Roads area, to pay for new roads included a new tax, increased taxes on the folks who own commercial real estate, which to me is such a disconnect. It makes no sense. And yet it was sort of, it was in there. They're not talking about it that much, but it is part of that plan.
Well, Coy, I'm shaking my head in agreement with you here because a lot of stuff that comes out of Richmond makes no sense to a lot of us folks. And that's why we're looking for new leadership, fresh ideas, and common sense approaches to these problems we've got. You know, over here on what we call the Fairfax Expressway 29, you're spending $900,000 and you don't have a piece of asphalt. You got a great study to people to tell you you've got a rolling hill topography. Where I live over in Rockbridge County, we've got Interstate or Truck Route 81.
Yeah.
You know, four governors, no fixes and no funding. And what they came up with, you got to remember what happened here. It's an election year, so they weren't going to get out there without passing something. Now, my opponent admitted that he was reluctant to sign it, and he hoped that the governor would make it better with amendments. But the fact is, what you got is a $2.5 billion debt. Why do you have a debt to pay for something that we've got the money to fix? Well, it's simple. The House delegates knew if they didn't put it in the form of a bond, everyone else would just grab that money and spend it and wouldn't go to fixing our roads and our transportation system. So you've got a debt, and the debt is against roads, so you're going to fix the roads. So when you can explain everything that happens in Richmond, I'll come back on your show. But until then, we'll just shake our head in amazement. But I'm going to get down there and put some common sense approaches to the leadership, the spending, and the budgeting that we do in Richmond.
Scott, when is the primary? It's June?
June 12th.
June 12th, that's right. If you'd like to have a comment or a question for Scott Sayer, Republican candidate for Virginia Senate, you give us a call, 977-1070. John is on line one. John, you're on with Scott Sayer. Go right ahead.
Hey, I appreciate it. Reading your literature, Mr. Say, you look like you've got a pretty successful business background, and I'm just kind of wondering, is there any examples maybe that you could share with us that you had done in your business kind of out of the mainstream to, you know, maybe solve some issues in your company, that the kind of ideas you could bring to Richmond to help fix the mess that we got down there?
Absolutely. Thanks, John. You know, it's true. My incumbent has over 20 years experience in Richmond, and I'm not going to hold that against him. In the meantime, what I've been doing out here in the real world is putting jobs and creating jobs. And, you know, I look back on the things that I've done. I try not to make a lot of commitments. One of the things my employees were talking about was they needed long-term disability insurance. My wife and I pay for 75% of all of our employees' health care. So, Coy, as you know, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. When they came to me and said, hey, what about this? What about that? You know, it's just like people asking for entitlements and this or that. So what I did is I made 16 of them business owners. We called them the vision keepers and said, you want long-term disability insurance and life insurance for the rest of the employees? I'll show you how to earn it. We financed the purchase of the vending machines. We're talking about the Coke machines and the snack machines. That formed that group of 16 individuals, the vision keepers, then had to stock those vending machines and keep reports, financials for it. Well, they set a goal, sort of like United Way, of 16 months, and it took them over a year. But once they got there, they had raised enough money to buy long-term disability insurance and life insurance for all the employees. And I'm happy to say almost a year later, that's a sustainable plan. They've learned about business through the process of doing that. And it was a way that rather than giving a handout, I gave a hand up by just using my mind. I'm a creator of products and a builder of people. And that's what I hope to do.
John?
I appreciate it.
There you go. Thank you, John. We've got an open phone line at 977-1070 if you'd like to join this conversation. We are talking with Scott Sayer, a Republican candidate for Virginia Senate. He's standing against Emmett Hanger, incumbent Republican, has been, if I'm not mistaken, he's been, now how many years has he been in office?
Well, this will be 12 years as a senator. He's looking for 16 now, and 9 years before that as a delegate, and a few years before that as commissioner of revenue down in our district.
And what is the biggest distinction that you're drawing when you have an opportunity to share your ideas with people? The biggest distinction that you're drawing that you want voters to keep in mind on the primary on June 12th?
I've got a proven track record of making things happen. I look at the problems and I discover the solutions, and that's what I do. And I've done it in business. I've done it in the community where we live, do it in our family life, proven leadership across the line.
Scott, Scott Sayer is my guest. Growth and development, we talk about that a whole lot on this program, probably a little bit more than my wife would like, but it seems to be one of the hot button issues for a lot of us here, whether you live out in the county, on a beautiful tree-lined country road, or whether you live right here in the city in a condo in the downtown mall, growth and development in its many forms is of interest to everybody. Your thoughts on this issue as it relates to the 24th District, which if anybody's driven through Waynesboro recently, is with a brand new Target going in over there. There's a whole lot happening in that area.
Well, you know, there's a lot of growth in Augusta County, and a lot of it stems from the work of the Chamber of Commerce over there. But one of the things they've had is a comprehensive plan, and that is one of the things that I'll be looking at within all of my communities within the districts. You've got to have a good plan. Growth is going to happen. Planning it is another issue. Now, interestingly enough, the 2007 plan for Augusta County made a comment about its 1997 plan, because you've got to update these things. And the comment was the only fault that they had is they didn't have a way of measuring the performance of the plan nor implementing it. Well, I got to tell you, as a business person, if you can't measure something and implement it, that's not a plan. That's a desire, it's a hope, it's a dream. What we need to make sure of is that we're looking at these comprehensive plans. They're put together by the people who are going to live in there, not by the people outside of their areas, and they've got some teeth when they want to get done what they need to get done.
One of the issues here in Central Virginia is Albemarle County was recently empowered to collect proffers from developers to help offset some of the downstream costs of the developments, whether it be a big new shopping center or the Biscuit Run neighborhood, which is proposed south of Charlottesville. Tens of thousands of homes I think it's like 3,500 new homes on a few hundred acres down there, the largest development in the history of Albemarle County. It means a whole lot of – we don't have near the amount of money to pay for what VDOT says we're going to need in terms of roads to handle the tens of thousands of car trips every day that this neighborhood will bring in. So we're trying to think creatively. Where do we come up with the money? We're not getting as much money from Richmond anymore. We don't want all the folks who live here already to bear that cost and increase taxes to subsidize this development, it's a real dilemma, because at the same time, you really want to support free enterprise and you want the developer and all the folks that all the folks that they employ to continue to do well, because it's a really critical part of the economy. It's a bit of a dilemma. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, Coy, it's going to take some leadership and it's going to take some creative thoughts on how to do things. And that's why I don't believe your career politicians are going to have the answers for you. If the answers were out there, they would have had them on the table and you would have seen them. Now, Cree Deeds in your district may have to work on this thing. I believe that, you know, when you come to me with a problem like that, and there's thousands of problems out there, they're looking at thousands of bills at each assembly session. Now, it's like dumping a jigsaw puzzle out on a table. And you look around, you know the most important piece? That's the box top. That's where your state legislator has to show you the vision and draw all these pieces together. You've got smart people out there. We need to be listening to them and then putting the pieces together in accordance with the vision that you have for your communities.
Scott Sayer is a Republican candidate for Virginia Senate. He'll stand against Emmett Hanger, Republican incumbent, at the primary on June 12th. You can read more about Scott online at sayerforsenate.com. And Sayer, of course, is S-A-Y-R-E for Senate.com. Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Coy.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.